I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Yesterday, we saw something new from Donald Trump. He was tightly scripted, he called out anti-Semitism, he spoke out against racism, and he didn't tweet until 6 p.m. Now, it's only Wednesday, but can this continue?
The weather's going to be nice today in D.C., and we're lucky it's a low-key day. Donald Trump has an intelligence briefing and will spend much of the day behind closed doors strategizing with his staff about the budget, tax reform, and health care. Vice President Mike Pence is in St. Louis discussing the economy.
Many Republican members of Congress wish things were that quiet. Our own Kyle Cheney was in Blackstone, Virginia, where Congressman Dave Bratt took criticism from constituents who were eager for confrontation. The New York Times had reporters in Tennessee, Iowa, Florida, and Louisiana charting a wave of opposition to conservatives.
Here's a visit worth watching. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly are in Mexico beginning this afternoon. They will meet with President Enrique Peña Nieto. Tillerson will meet with Trump before he goes.
Paul Ryan is making his secret trip to the border today after a few stops in Dallas and Houston. He didn't have any public events, but we don't imagine he was just sightseeing. Fox News has hired Ezekiel Emanuel, and the White House's Boris Epstein was spotted holding a Make America Great Again sign to trivia participants last night on P Street in Northwest D.C. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.